Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 8 will be our passage this morning. We're all familiar with the Easter story. The horrific cruelty in which our Lord was put to death. The glorious morning of the resurrection. He is risen.
Indeed.
Oh, you can do better than that. Okay. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
There you go. The ladies at the tomb found the stone rolled away. The uncertainty, and we talked about this in Sunday school class, okay, the uncertainty of where his body may be. Then the angels appeared to ask us that all-encompassing question, why? Why do you look for the living among the dead? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to bless our time together. Lord, I'm overwhelmed this morning because of what you've done for us, done for me. Lord, as your servant, help me get through this message this morning. Help me to understand not only what's being said, but understand deep in my heart what needs to take place. In Jesus' name, amen. We look among the dead, and we look among dead things. We look to traditions. How many traditions do you know that come around Easter time? A bunch, okay? A bunch. In Mark chapter 7, 6 through 9, turn there with me, if you would. We'll be bouncing through some scriptures here. Mark chapter 7. Verses 6 through 9. And he replied, Isaiah Isaiah, when he prophesied about you hypocrites, as it is written, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are taught, but by rules of men. Notice what he says here. You have to let go. You have to let go of God's commands and holding to the traditions of men. Why? Because more often than not, the traditions of men conflict with God's word, do they not? Over in Matthew, Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9. Our religiosity gets us in trouble. Notice what it says here in verse 8. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. And their teachings are but rules taught by men. Of all the days that we have, and we celebrate a lot of things, okay? But of all the days, today is not the day to get all wrapped up in tradition. Today is not the day to get wrapped up in formalism. Today is not the day to tout and show off our religiosity. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 1, Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 13, it says this: stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. And he goes on to talk about the format. Okay? If we just do X, Y, Z in this order, then God will bless us. He doesn't want the formalism. He doesn't want the format. He says this over in verse 18, come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Now we quote this verse a lot, but we fail to read what's prior to that. God doesn't want our formats. God doesn't want our formalism. God wants us. Excuse me a moment. Back to the New Testament. A very familiar passage to all of us. Ephesians chapter 2. Verses 8 through 10. For by grace you are saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are his workmanship, We're not saved by our efforts. But maybe, maybe, just maybe, if I know somebody go back to Luke. Luke chapter 14. Luke 14. Verses 26, 27. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his mother, or his father and his mother, and his wife and his children, his brothers and his sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross cannot be my disciple. It's not relationships, okay? It's not because mom and dad attended church. The relationship with Jesus is a personal one, a very personal one. Each person has to decide on their own. They can't ride on their coattails of mom or dad. It doesn't work that way. And last but not least, it has nothing to do with memberships. I find it interesting in today's society, when you ask someone, do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? First thing that comes out of their mind, or comes out of their mouth is, I'm a member of this church. And I can't say I've always been courteous about this, but what I want to scream sometimes, and unfortunately sometimes I have, says, what has that got to do with the question? Absolutely nothing. I don't care where you belong. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Church membership is not going to fly in heaven. Because Jesus, I don't care if you belong to First Southern Baptist Hill City. So what? Have you accepted my sons as your Lord and Savior? But preacher, you don't understand. I belong to this service club, and we do a lot of good works in the community. And your point is what? Well, I belong to this fraternal organization, and your point is what? It's not going to get you into heaven. All these are dead things. We need to seek only one person and one person only. That's our risen Savior. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
His name is Jesus. And look, we all know the story of the crucifixion, the horrendous death that he was tortured. Why? Why? Why did my Savior die for me? I know what I am. Without Christ, I'm just a despicable human being. And if you're honest with yourself, you are too. And I don't mean that to be offensive, okay? But it's his gift, his willingness to go to that cross and die. But what are we celebrating today? His resurrection. He didn't stay in that tomb. Aren't you thankful for that? I am. I am. But I find myself, and I got to remind myself, quit living among the dead. There's a thing in prison. Now, I haven't been in prison. Okay? But I'm told when the executioner comes and grabs the person to be executed, there's a phrase that says, dead man walking. And it goes through, the whole place where the guys are executing. How many of us this morning can we say that? Look, yes, I'm a dead man walking. Why am I hanging on to this? Why am I hanging on to all this? When this is a reality. Why am I shuffling in shackles and just doing the short step and I'm to look upward. I'm to look forward. Because your salvation and my salvation is not of this world. Turn with me to Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. At verse 10. This is what I want for you this morning. Just like the Apostle Paul. I want you to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to obtain the resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ gave his life to provide a way for you and for me . It's a gift. What must one do to receive a gift? Do you earn a gift? No, you don't. A gift is just that. It's a gift. All you have to do is accept it. That is what I want you to remember this morning. Okay? It's a gift. He gave us this gift. Have you accepted it? And if you have, are you living like it? The only questions you can answer. Paul wanted us to experience the power of that resurrection. That's an awesome statement. Awesome statement. Where are you this morning? He's risen.
He is risen indeed.
Let's close.